it happens, you hear it first.
Ohio State University President E. Gordon Gee is retiring on July 1st.
Your world as it happens.
I want to run it in a way that I can run full tilt.
News when you need it, now.
I'm Karen Johnson in the newsroom. It's 68 degrees with more sunshine to come. The full forecast is just ahead with meteorologist Jennifer Narramore. At least one gunman opened fire inside a building at the Washington Navy Yard this morning. There were several fatalities and a number of injuries. CBS's Chip Reed is on the scene.
We are not getting one thing we usually get in a situation like this, which is calls from inside because people have been told to take cover where they are.
I'm Karen Johnson, News Radio 103.9 FM and 920 AM. First, we'll take a look at the weather with meteorologist Jennifer Narramore in the Weather Center.
Unsettled weather conditions across the region for the next several days. We've got the moisture coming in from the south. We have a system coming in from the west.
The winner of last month's $590 million Powerball jackpot has validated her ticket. More from Peter King.
84-year-old Gloria McKenzie of Zephyr Hills, Florida, waited more than 2 weeks.
To walk right through the headquarters of the Florida Lottery here in Tallahassee and say, I have a winning ticket, may I validate it?
And in Brimfield, Ohio, any kid caught riding a bike while wearing a helmet will get a ticket for a free ice cream cone as part of Operation Safe Summer.
99.7, The Blitz.
Explosion looked like it was right outside the Marathon Sports, right by the finish line there, or the building next to it.
In sports, a bombshell decision for the Clippers' Donald Sterling from NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
We have those details on the way.
First, we have traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s. Still a bear of a commute. Karen Johnson's here to help you get around.
It is tough, especially now that the rain is moving away from the Golden area, getting out toward Lakewood, and wherever the rain is heaviest, that's where traffic is the slowest.
First, we have traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 10s with Karen Johnson.
As you're making that drive on I-25 headed in the southbound direction, plan on some extra heavier than usual traffic this time of the afternoon. Vice President Biden is in town. He's going to be speaking at DU in about a half hour. And there was an injury collision. I-25 southbound approaching Alameda. That is gone. The traffic is still pretty tight coming away from Park Avenue. This report sponsored by CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts. Our next update at 640 on the Traffic Leader, KOA News Radio.